Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Stoney says buzz, I say psyched. We've had gratitude, we've had prepared, the word you'd use to describe. Who wins this game and why? Lions and Vikings. It's not rocket science. It's the big game. It's on everybody's mind. We got open lines. 248-539-9797.
I'm reading a piece on SI.com on Brian Flores, and basically the premise is no matter what you see on tape, don't pay attention to it, because he's going to come up with stuff that you've never seen before. And how they call him the most dominating defensive coordinator in the NFL. I wouldn't go that far, but players seem to love him because you never know what they're going to do. It's kind of like a defensive version of what the Lions do offensively in a weird way. And what they've been able to do is figure out a way to take out the best receiver. So I have to look to see what St. Brown did.
I got it right in front of me.
Go ahead.
So you say no one knows what Flores is going to do. I think Jared Goff knew what he was doing. 22 of 25 for two touchdowns. Yeah. St. Brown, 8 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown. And if you remember, the first win of Dan Campbell's Lions tenure came against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, that wasn't Flores,
It wasn't. But it was St. Brown who caught the big touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
The
when they gave him so much, they were down to like the 3-yard line, and they're playing like 6 yards off the ball. And that was the end of Mike Zimmer, if I remember correctly.
I believe that's correct. But if you just want to use the Flores comparison, right, head to head, the Lions put up 31 points this season in the first meeting.
Yeah.
And then go back to last season. They played them twice. They won both games. And the Lions last year scored 30 in Minnesota and 30 in Week 18. Mm. 30 each of the last three meetings. Yeah. I expect them to score 30 again this week.
Well, that's why I was surprised what they said, the most dominant. I know he does a lot of exotic stuff, fun to play with, obviously, if you're a player. But, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Well, I think he's a great coach because he takes the sum of the parts and gets... The sum of the parts is greater than the
right.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
I'm pulling a Stoney right now.
Yes, you are.
But I think because of that, he puts his guys in positions to succeed. If you don't have a great player, he puts you in a spot where you can fool the other offense. Mm-hmm. And I think lesser offenses don't run it. They get in third and longs. They panic. They misidentify the blitz. A turnover. The Lions aren't that team.
Right.
That's what they do to lesser teams. It's not what they do to the Lions.
True.
So the two best offenses they've played, they've lost to.
The Rams and the Lions.
Yeah. Two best quarterbacks they've played?
I would have to double check, but probably, right?
Two very balanced teams, running and passing. Rams, you know, Kyren Williams has been great this year.
They've really been leaning on him lately, too. Yeah, I would say those are the best two quarterbacks they've faced all season. Stroud has not had a great year.
No.
Skill players, Pro Bowl-level skill players take advantage of this defense and the blitz.
Right.
Yep.
And that's usually what happens in the NFL. You can't blitz against good, great quarterbacks and skill with that have skill players,
which is why I said earlier in the show I wouldn't be stunned if they don't blitz a lot.
So they're going to change who they are in Week 18.
Maybe
usually teams don't do that.
I understand that, but if it hasn't been working against the Lions, as you point out, you know, why not change the script a little bit?
But didn't somebody yesterday, or maybe it was Tuesday, said who changes their scheme in what you do this late in the season?
You shouldn't. No. I think they may throw a curveball. There may be a series where they show heavy blitz and drop, but in crunch time, they're going to go with what they do.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think there will be a ooh moment where Goff gets fooled to thinking the blitz is coming from somewhere and it comes somewhere else, and he throws a ball into an area where he maybe thought was going to be open because of the blitz.
Yeah.
I think there'll be some sort of moment like that. I mean, I remember he had a fumble in that Viking game that we got back. And during that game, I think it was early second half or mid second half, something like that.
And we were talking about, you know, are the Vikings equal to the Lions?
Oh, yeah, that was a question we had today, too.
Okay, so here's some stats. Okay, offensively, where they're close in both. The Lions, obviously, the better offense. Okay, quarterback rating, 114 to 106. Touchdown to interceptions, 38 touchdowns for the Lions with 10 interceptions, 35 and 12 for the Vikings. So advantage Lions, 8.7 yards per attempt to 8.3. Advantage Lions. Rushing yardage, 4.6 to 4. So, yes, the Lions' offense. Defensively, the Lions give up 4.9 yards a carry, I believe, if I'm reading my handwriting correctly, or 4.4. The Vikings, just like 3.9. Yards per carry. It's more for that was yards per carry. The Lions' defense, 16 interceptions. The Vikings 22. Force fumbles. It's even at 13.
Yeah, so they force just a little more havoc, little more turnovers.
Yes.
Their defense is a little better, but the Lions' offense is better in the games at Ford Field. And you just start to nudge things a little more towards the Lions.
Special teams seems to be the Lions are a little better.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. Great punter, right?
Yes.
Pro Bowl punter, and Bates has had a great year kicking. Yeah. Weird faces and all.
Yeah.
So to me, it's the nudge. Are they equal? You are what your record says you are. They're two 14-win teams. They are equal. They're equal because the Lions are injured. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
The Lions were healthy, they wouldn't be equals. And even in a matchup of quote-unquote equal football teams, the Lions are favored and the Lions should win this game.
Correct. You know what's crazy? Even if the Lions weren't injured, they might have this exact same record as they have now.
They probably beat the Bills with Hutch. That's a good question.
You could go either way.
You're right. I don't know.
Obviously, the
maybe they are the same record, but they'd be a better team.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt.
Ticket Texter says, I'm 11. I have to go to school. I can't stay up for the Lions game.
Oh. Thank you for listening.
You let the kids stay up.
We do very well in our 6+ demographic.
There's just no good reason to not let your kids stay up.
You have to.
It's the first day back to school for most kids on Monday. So what?
He'll be tired.
This is make a memory.
Yeah.
Right.
Put them to bed early on Monday if they're bad because they're crabby.
Right. Or make them take a nap during the day on Sunday.
I don't think most 11-year-olds are taking naps, but maybe it's the trade-off.
You make them.
Because you want to stay up. I wouldn't go into the... Sorry, it's 10:30. You got to go to sleep. What do you mean? It's the second half. Come on.
What, are you kidding me?
Oh, some will say halftime. I want to know that part. Are you making your kid go to bed?
No way.
Is there anybody out there? Seriously.
maybe Baxter. No.
Does this kid talk like this too, Stoney?
Yes. Dad, can I please stay up? Oh, please. I don't want any more Afrin. 248-539-9797. I remember, obviously not for big games, but like Monday Night Football, when I was a kid, started at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the rule in my house was I had to go to bed at halftime. And then I go to bed at halftime, or after halftime highlights, because, you know, there was no Sports Center back then. Yeah. It was your chance to actually see. Oh, are they going to show the Eagles on halftime highlights? Anyway, so you go to bed at halftime highlights. And all of a sudden, you know, every week, father would come in my room. He goes, Mom's upstairs. Come downstairs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Be the good parent, the cool parent.
Yes, absolutely. There's no way you're not letting your kid watch that game. There's no freaking way.
Let us know. Could be a fun little tangent here.
Yes, and you have to let them stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, listen to me and Jennifer Hammond after the game, too.
And then they better not go to sleep. We get in here at 6.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the phones. Denzel in Detroit, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Hey, Denzel.
How's it going?
Good.
I'm ready for this Lions game this Sunday night, man. Kids getting ready for school. I got to work that night. I'm calling in using a personal day and all kind of stuff, man. I'm ready, man. I'm geek, man.
All right. You talk about your kids. Are you letting them stay up?
Yes. Unfortunately, my daughter is a football fan, so they're going to stay up and watch the game.
Good.
Make sure I set a couple extra alarms for them in the morning.
Got to do it. What's your word, Denzel?
Anxious. It's kind of more like anxious, geek, man. It's just, this is history we're going through right now for the city, the culture. It's just like, it's felt like it's something we've been waiting on, something that we've been needing, like, you know, with the scene, how the scene been looking with the baseball team and the basketball team and, you know, the Red Wings and everything. But I just feel like everything coming along, man, with the Lions. And the Pistons, they've been doing a lot better too, though. But man, with these Lions, man, it's just, man, it's just, I can feel just thinking about it, man. Just watching them play, man. It's just that offense, man. I don't see nobody stopping our offense.
Neither do we.
No, and they've done well in this matchup. He says Lions kind of leading the way for the city, and he's right.
Yeah.
So last year, they make the playoffs. Tigers make the playoffs. This could be a breakthrough year, 2025, right? Lions breakthrough and win the Super Bowl, right? That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Tigers, if they can get around to paying Alex Bregman, maybe they're a team that not only makes the playoffs, but breaks through and makes a run.
Yeah.
The Pistons are alive.
Alive.
And the Red Wings appear to be alive right now, too. How about a breakthrough year for the city?
All four make the playoffs.
As you say it.
Yeah. That's the goal.
From your lips to God's ears.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Let's get Greg. Oh, yeah, let's get Greg on the cell. Greg, you're on 97.1.
Hey, my take was on Anzalone. I think if you look at what's happened since he's gone out, that's where the real key has been for the defense to go south on us. And it's really because, you know, he was the captain of the defense. He set that thing up. You could do safety blitz because he could cover. You know, he's going to make the stops. And I really think that's the key. I hope he can be back for this game. I don't know if that's really possible. But as they go into the playoffs, I think that's going to be the big differentiator. That's going to bring it back to the defense that we saw, at least, you know, 75% of the defense that we saw at the beginning of the year.
There's no doubt about it. He'd give them a lift. There's no doubt they've been killed at the linebacker level. Run game has been less effective. Play action pass has crushed this team without Alex Anzalone. Getting him back out there would be big. We won't know until we know. I mean, he said that he's not 100%, but nobody is this time of year. And the debate is going to be, do you risk an injury now that could make you miss playoff games? And Campbell said at the start of this week, it's a big game, but it's not a playoff game. And if he doesn't play, I think that would be the logic. But man, I'm sure he wants to be out there. Lions fans want to see him out there.
Yes.
Give us a word. Give us your thoughts. Who wins and why? And by the way, we have some nominations for villains.
Oh, good.
We'll get those next. 97.1. I want to get a lot of these ticket texts in. We got a cookie jar coming up at 9:35. Lions, Vikings, the story all day today. Open lines. Stoney, you wanted a villain?
Yes, I need a villain.
The villain is Van Ginkle. He just has the name, like he's the terrorist from the Die Hard movies. And he gives us fits in the pass rush. We know Goff isn't the fleetest of foot. Make Van Ginkle the villain.
You know what? When I watched, In Season Hard Knocks last year, it was the Dolphins, I really got to like Van Ginkle a lot. So he's not my villain, but I could definitely see it.
People brought up Hockenson because when he left, he said, well, now I'm going to go win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lions are reigning division champs and have a chance to cement that again. Harrison Smith? Safety?
Yeah, that's mine.
Yep. It's not Sam Darnold.
No.
He's kind of dorky.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't be the villain. This one says, pursuing and pressuring Darnold up the middle is the key to this football game, but it's the biggest thing the Lions can no longer do. With McNeil out, the Lions are screwed.
Well, I wouldn't say screwed completely, but he makes a very good point. It's also, you know, we mentioned Za'Darius Smith, and I think the guy I'm going to bring up, he's played okay. He hasn't been bad, but maybe this is a DJ Reader moment this game.
Got to stop the run. Got to slow down Aaron Jones.
Look, he's not known for being a inside pass rush specialist anyway. He's just a, you know, clog up, you know, stop the run.
But situationally, on a big third down,
yes,
a big second down to give yourself a third and long, mm-hmm, yeah, I mean, that could be the difference in this game. One key stop. I thought the Lions defense doesn't have to not have to play a good game. Like, let's just call it what it is. The Lions defense does not have to play a good game.
No.
They have to play like a below average game with a timely stop or two. A key turnover or two?
Right.
Because you know the offense is going to go out and deliver. Texter points out Campbell also delivers 10-1 in primetime.
That's true.
And the one loss was Dallas.
That they really kind of won.
Speaking of young kids, and are they staying up?
Yeah.
Texter says, my stepson is 8. We have to wake up at 6 to get him to school 30 to 40 minutes away. His normal 9 p.m. bedtime is a pain to wake him up and get going.
But hey, he's not giving me a yes or a no.
I was going to say, didn't tell me you're not going to suffer through it for a day.
Yeah, and you know what? There's that little flu that he could get, too.
It's going around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't make it in. Sorry.
Yeah. The first day back from school. Come on.
That's really? What someone said. How much could you get done on the first day?
Exactly.
Come on. A texter says, when I was 9, my parents sent me to bed in 2014 when we were playing Green Bay for the division. I'm still mad about it. Ryan.
Was that a night game? I don't know.
I don't even remember at this point. Had to have been. Yeah, that's 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you're 20.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Ticket texture says, my 10-month will be up. it says, of course, my 10-month will be up with Mr. Sipping on some boob milk, and I'll be chugging the Kool-Aid, Rocky in New Hudson.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Just more sentiment about this football game. 248-539-9797. People saying, I would love those tickets. Be listening. You're going to have a chance to win them soon. Let's get to Chris at Ypsilanti. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Two quick things. First, I'm super pumped for this game. It's probably the biggest game, I mean, obviously, of the season. But a quick note, and I hope that all of the radio hosts are listening. For all of the people who are going to the game Sunday night, one thing that we have at Ford Field is a huge home field advantage, but we have to get loud while they're in the huddle. Kevin O'Connell and all the Shanahan guys, their play calls are wordy, they're long, they're complicated, and we need to disrupt the play call while they're in the huddle. We have a tendency to get loud when they break to the line of scrimmage. That's way too late. If we get loud while we're in the huddle, we can take 2 timeouts off of them in each half, I guarantee you.
I wouldn't say 2 timeout, but you make a good point, yes.
Maybe 1?
We took a timeout off of Sean McVay in both Rams games, just with the crowd noise. If we get loud 5-10 seconds earlier than normal, it'll be really hard for Darnold to deal with the crowd noise.
So it's 2 things. It's the timeouts, but it's also false starts.
Yes.
Get them behind the sticks. 1st and 15, right? 2nd and 15. A 3rd and short that becomes right. A 3rd and long. Mm-hmm. Like, all the crowd is such a difference maker.
Yes.
It sounds like you got a kid with you. They staying up to watch the game on Sunday?
Well, he's 2, so probably not.
Okay.
Because that would be a nightmare. But eventually, when he's old enough, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Heather's nodding her head.
Yeah, I get that, totally. Yeah. Put him to bed. They don't care.
Right, so Emily's exactly. Not staying up at 3 years
Heck
old
no,
to watch the
she's
game.
Not. She's going to bed before the game starts.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number.
Brian and Fenton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good, man. I was listening a minute ago and saying that the defense doesn't have to play good is insane to me. They will get eaten alive if they don't play good.
Yeah, but they can still win a shootout. That's the point.
But how much can we rely on that? All year we've been relying on that.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to have to keep relying on
right.
it. What's the solution? Hutch is coming back this week? I mean, I don't know. Like, McNeil and Carlton Davis are going to come out of the cast.
Right.
Like a Stone Cold Steve Austin. Actually, I'm healthy. Like, that's not happening.
I know, guys. I know that it's – but just keep relying on that. It's just insane to think week after week they can keep doing it. This team's good.
All right. Let me ask you this, Brian. What's the alternative?
Play well is what he tell you, right? Step up, have other guys play well. Right?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know the alternative. I guess it's just cross your fingers and hope, but just keep thinking every week that Jared Goff's going to do it is it's tough to think that single week.
He's on a heater, and you're right, maybe it's unfair, but it is their path to victory is what they did on Monday night is to win shootouts, and we'd like their chances a lot more if the playoffs are home Ford Field shootouts as opposed to 3 consecutive road games where you got to win those shootouts and your defense just might not be able to get it done.
I mean, I know his fear we saw Monday night when a team that's not as prolific offensively as the Vikings basically took the Lions all over the field. We saw it last year with the Vikings with Nick frickin' Mullins. But the Lions still won both those games that I'm talking about.
Still won those games.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, I want a verdict on this ticket texter.
Okay.
Later is not happening. DVR the game and let your kid watch after school.
No. No.
No.
Unless he's going to be in a bubble. Or
you're going to go to school and none of the kids are going to talk about the Lions game?
No. No.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You're bad. Don't do that.
No, you're a bad parent.
I can't call people bad parents.
Stay up late anyway.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, whether you tell them to go to their room or not, they're still going to be up. Or most of them have phones. So.
Yes. What are you, take their phone away, take away their radio. Well, I guess people don't have radios anymore
in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
Nobody has radio. Yeah. Alexas, maybe they have.
Yeah.
You could use the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
If
they have a phone, absolutely.
All these kids have phones.
You know, they're not sitting there listening to a transistor radio like back in the day.
Cookie jar coming up at 9:35. At 9:50, some Tigers audio you won't like. Let's get to Heather's news.
So ESPN was being ripped, and maybe still is, for not showing the national anthem or the moment of silence for the New Orleans terror attack victims during the broadcast of the Sugar Bowl. So people online were quick to get very upset that they decided to show analysts breaking down, you know, the matchup instead of the tribute. Some labeled ESPN as woke and disgusting. They were very upset by this. Which I can
understand.
Imagine
they intentionally didn't air it because it's a great unifying moment.
It seems like, from what I have read, that there was an issue about coming out of the commercial break and awkward timing, but they haven't really addressed the situation. Saquon Barkley was having some fun trolling his former team. So on Thursday, he actually partnered with the sleep aid Unisom, and he made some videos where he, you know, takes some subtle shots at the New York Giants owner, John Mara. So actually, during an episode of Hard Knocks, Mara was caught on camera saying that he would have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, which is, in fact, now where he is. So the videos had a little fun making fun of that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, way to go, Saquon.
Yep.
Oh. It's really creative.
Yeah.
It's well done.
It's cute, for sure.
They're still going.
Yeah, it's still going. It's still, you're still counting sheep. This is a really cool story. A Macomb County dispatcher is getting some rave reviews, I guess you could say, after helping this family deliver a baby over the phone last weekend. Happened on December 29th. This father, soon-to-be father, called 911 because his wife was in active labor, right? Said her waters broke, her contractions are less than a minute apart. We need some help. So this dispatcher walked him through, guided this man how to get the baby born and breathing on its own, and everything was good, which is crazy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What? If Colin had to do that, how would that go?
Oh, he'd be great.
Okay. Stoney, if you had to do it, how would that go?
Not so good.
No.
You're on the phone trying to... what now? I have to do what?
Yes.
Tell her what?
Yeah,
pressure spot.
You'd be able to do it if you had to, Stoney.
Hopefully.
You would.
Yeah.
You know.
As long as you tell, yes.
You got instructions.
You'd be able to. In a high pressure moment like that, you'd get it done for sure.
Yes.
So the Detroit Auto Show returns in January, and safety is on the top of everyone's mind, especially after what we saw go down in New Orleans. Mind you, this is different. It's all indoors and such, but still people are worried about security. But now, of course, security is always tight at this annual event. They say the building itself has safeguards around it. Got concrete barricades. There's going to be a lot of officers on hand. There's other barriers in place, metal detectors as well, and obviously limited access for people going to the show. So, go in it, be prepared. And the thing that everyone, it's always been like that, is be conscious of your surroundings, right? I mean, I think that that's something you do at all events now. It's just kind of...
It's unfortunate, but yes.
But yes, but just don't... Don't not go.
Yeah, still live your life.
Yes, but just be conscious of what's going on around you.
You hate being taken out of the moment, but you don't want to take yourself out of the moment entirely by not going and doing the things you love.
They're also, speaking of security, looking at the security for the Super Bowl as well. The Louisiana governor has declared a state of emergency, which will allow him to utilize more resources in an effort to secure the game, which is,
of course,
right around the corner. So that was something that was always going to be in place, but now it's even more heightened because of course, what happened in New Orleans.
It's Heather with the news. We have a winner for those Lions tickets. Ryan in Ypsilanti. He's got a pair of tickets to see the Lions and the Vikings on Sunday night. Passes to the Lions VIP tailgate at Eastern Market by the Bullseye Group. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today.
So he heard when I said, when Dan Campbell said Stoney, so who you want me to hire, who or something like that? We were referring to there was a clock management issue. It was, I think it was Campbell's second year. And I don't remember the team, but they showed one of the teams that had somebody who definitely just did all that. So now I said, should the Lions do that? And he kind of took offense a little bit.
Maybe caught off guard too. Like what?
Yeah.
Hire who?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next, the cookie jar. It's 97.1. A New Year's edition of the Cookie Jar. We've got a series of questions that need answers. The first, not a ton of snow right now, but we're supposed to get a bunch here soon. Are snow days better than holidays off?
No. I'd rather have, well, in our situation, I'm talking about the general populace. I think holidays are better because they're planned. You can actually go somewhere. Snow day, it's unplanned, and you might have things to do. Sometimes it's not a relaxing day off.
I can totally see that, but I actually think the unplanned snow day is more fun than a planned holiday. It could depend on when you find out about the snow day. Like, do I have to wake up at 4:30 and then find out about
yes.
it? Because that's not so fun, but I could still go back to bed. But I think the unexpected snow day, it's just like an amazing, wow, I've got a day off. I can do whatever I want. I like the snow day.
It also depends on your age. If you're
sure.
a kid, you'd much rather have the snow day.
Yeah, I was going to say snow day.
Yeah.
Because of the spontaneousness
yes.
of it. And now, and you at that point, a lot of your responsibilities get shut down too. So it is just a day to do yep. whatever you want. No obligations. Because sometimes holidays, you're getting ferried around and mm-hmm. seeing family. It's a your day is snow day. What about you guys behind the glass? Any consensus? Greg, let's go to you.
Yeah, when it snows now, I still got to come into work. So, yes, this is about where you are at in your life,
mm-hmm.
where I am at, and where we all are talking about this. We still got to come into work the next day. So, yes, I'm going to say the holiday is better.
New Year's Eve, stay home, go to a bar, or go to a house party?
I like going to a house party as long as it's not too big. I'll put a caveat, you know.
What's
like
the right number of people?
About 20 tops, maybe. Yeah.
I'd say a house party with about 10.
Okay.
Much smaller house party.
Yeah, I'm kind of where you are.
Yeah.
House party. You get the best of both worlds. Like the
right.
bar scene. I mean, listen, your 20s, you do it once
yes.
or twice. That's plenty. The house party's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
This is business as usual. I'm probably in bed by the time the ball drops.
Did you not see it drop?
No, I didn't see it drop. You flip the calendar the next day, it's 2025.
Greg, it's tradition. You stay up for it.
Yeah.
I missed it too, Greg. It's okay.
And you know what I say about traditions? The tradition must serve me, not vice versa.
I know. And John's the most traditional member of the show, and I like to poke at him. But this is one thing I like doing, even if I'm tired, staying up and being there to ring
yes.
in the new year.
Yes.
All right.
Kiss your wife. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I would like to motivate myself to do more certain things, projects that I'm working on, I'm procrastinating greatly on, and yes, I still want to somehow stop eating as much bad food as I do, because I'm working out a lot every day, pretty much every day I'm on that elliptical or recumbent bike, so that part's good.
Good for you, Stoney. You got to lift those weights, though, too.
Yeah, I
I'm
guess.
Telling, yeah, you
should. Build a little muscle. It'll
yes,
work for
very
you.
Important.
Yeah.
I don't really make resolutions. I never have, but we definitely have sat down. I'll talk about things I'd like to start doing. I want to be a little bit more present with my kids, like put the phone down more often. That's on my list. Also, I want to date my husband more. I want to go on more date nights, do more things with him.
I think those are good goals.
Yeah.
I think like the idea of resolutions, you don't have to make them on December 31st
right.
or January 1st, you should be actively, you know, looking. For me, it's the obvious stuff, movement, vegetables, but screen time is something mm-hmm. I really want to be better about, because too often do I default to just mindlessly scrolling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a waste. Not saying you have to go be overly productive, but do literally anything else.
Well, a lot of times I'll be in bed and I'm just, you know, going through Facebook, and now with the reels that they show all the time and
yep.
the things that you like, it's like Rodney Dangerfield routines and hockey fights just come up out of nowhere. And I just, oh, God, I got to watch this. Remember this one when Proby beat the crap out of this guy? Yeah. And I'm all, why do I? I'm not looking for it.
And
it's
then
there.
2 hours go by or
yeah.
you know, even an hour. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
definitely pull another spontaneous event with my wife and kids, mm-hmm. whether it be sports or not. Classic. I mean, that trip to Cleveland was priceless.
This next one. How long should you say Happy New Year for?
Well, we're jaded because of one Robert Winowski, but...
It's part of why I ask.
I know. I'd say middle of January tops.
Yeah, through next week. Yeah. You can end it after next weekend. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much January 5th.
I said about a week.
Yeah.
After about a week, we're just into the new year now.
I mean, it's when we come in on Monday, it's back to normal, right? And Monday is the 7th, right?
Yeah,
the 6th.
Yeah, next Tuesday, I open the show and say Happy New Year, you'd go...
No, but you could say it to John because we haven't seen him.
Okay.
Like, you haven't seen John since Christmas.
So what's the cutoff? Let's say I hadn't seen John or I hadn't seen a friend and it's February. Do I tell them Happy
New Year? No.
So you... Okay. This next one, how long should you keep up your Christmas tree? Also partially inspired by Wojo.
Not all year.
If I had a Christmas tree, I would say... Like, this weekend it should come down.
I would say next weekend.
Okay.
For me, I already took it down because we had to because we're getting work done at home. But if it was still there, I would take it down next weekend.
Do you get longer on Happy New Year or the Christmas tree?
Christmas tree.
Okay.
For me, I love the Christmas tree. I could keep it up for the whole month of January.
Yeah, I wrote the end of January is the firm cutoff. And it's probably for both.
Yeah.
I just think before the NFL playoffs start.
Okay, so mid-month.
I'm like, and that's consistent with Greg. Greg has I think this is one of Greg's best answers to anything, is college football season ending.
Yep.
Now that's later, though. Mm-hmm. Have you adjusted, Greg?
Probably not.
He says no.
Probably not.
No.
Okay, we're in a new year. What will be the biggest headline of Detroit sports in the year 2025?
I'm gonna go with something completely off the... Tom Izzo retires.
Oh, nice, Stoney. That's a unique.
That's a lot of left field.
Yeah, I hope not, but yeah.
What do you mean you hope not?
I don't want him to retire.
Well, he's a nice guy, but the program needs some new juice, don't they?
They're good. I like this team, and the recruiting is pretty good. Those two kids from DC coming in next year.
And there's plenty of Spartan fans who are hoping this is his last season.
Not plenty. One in particular, but not plenty.
Heather?
I don't know. Lions win the Super Bowl? I don't know.
There you go. We're not being held to these, right?
No.
Although the first one I do believe in, the Detroit Lions will win the Super Bowl.
Well, that will be the headline. And I don't know if anything else happens could top
but
that.
A couple others. One for you. Scott Harris's long-term patience pays dividends.
What does that mean? Like, that's the headline. What's the story? If I click on the link, what do I get? They made the playoffs again?
You'll see a growth of young players mixed in with another free agent signing that they'll make or two, and they'll be a playoff team again.
I hope we get one of those headlines soon, which is Alex Bregman is a Detroit Tiger.
And the big one, Dylan Larkin will no longer be a Red Wing.
Oh, no. Come on.
I thought about that one, actually.
Do you think there's a world that happens? He's the heart and soul of the team.
I don't know if he's the heart and soul of the team other people. I don't think they have one. That's part of the problem.
Greg, you're a smart guy. Give us a headline.
I mean, Lions win the Super Bowl pretty big, and that would not be topped by anything else. Even if Tom Izzo retired. Sorry, Stoney.
Oh, I know that.
But he was getting creative because we could all say Lions win the Super Bowl. So I could have asked this. Other than the Lions winning the Super Bowl, what would be the biggest Detroit sports headline? Could be signing Bregman. I think Cade Cunningham being an all-star.
Pistons trading for Zion.
Okay.
Sure.
And that is the cookie jar. Coming up next, we have some audio about the Tigers. You probably don't want to hear it, but we'll play it anyway.
By the way, did you see who I was interviewing with for the New York Jets job today?
Is it Rex Ryan?
No. He's already
Ron Rivera?
He has as well. Somebody new.
Head coach or GM?
Head coach. Because Riddick interviewed for the GM.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going. You tell me next, or you want to tell me now, or how big of a suspense is this?
I'll tell you next.
Okay, great.
97 won the tickets.
All right, tell me it wasn't one of the Lions coordinators that interviewed for the Jets gig.
No, they wouldn't do it till after the season anyway. You know, Monday is Black Monday. There's going to be a lot of job openings. But Mike Vrabel has interviewed for the New York Jets job, which I find strange.
Doesn't seem like he'd be desperate. He'll have a few options, I
imagine.
Correct.
That doesn't mean he's going to get the job. I think if New England fires Mayo, which they might after 1 year because I haven't been following it that closely, but he's made a lot of bad decisions and things like that, that they might actually do it. And Vrabel obviously played there, so that would be a natural.
He'd make a lot of sense.
I saw this online earlier this week. There's actually a belief out there that Vrabel's just using the Jets to get the Patriots.
I can see it.
Yeah. Same division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole Belichick thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
We have two pieces of audio. One about the Tigers that nobody will like, but it's an update, a prediction about Alex Bregman. And the other thing, is this a CBS Sports Minute with Boomer that just ran? You said, I need to hear this. Can we play this?
That's what I said. Boomer.
Boomer agrees with Boomer.
That's right. Yes. What do we have in common? We've both been to the same bars in suburban Washington, D.C. near the University of Maryland. He's the first that I've seen today, actual who've played the game, who've picked the Lions. On ESPN, Detroiter Bart Scott, Marcus Spears, Ryan Clark all picked the Vikings. The guys who picked the Lions are Graziano and Mike Greenberg. So, do the guys who play the game meet no more? I don't know.
I just haven't heard anybody bring this up, that everything about this whole thing that's gone on the last 4 years and this coach, GM, ownership, everything has been all about what's at stake on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the same things are at stake for the Vikings, but that's grit. It was supposed to lead to this.
Yeah.
That's why I think they win.
All right. In the baseball world, there's certain names that have a little more cachet. Mm-hmm. Ken Rosenthal's one of those guys, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you respect his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he had to say about Alex Bregman and the Detroit Tigers.
He could be right. I'd love to just get into Chris Illich's mind, because everybody, thinks that he just doesn't give a rat's ass. And when people think that, whether it's true or not, it's gotta, you don't sit there and say, "Well, I'm a millionaire. F you." It's people have feelings too. So go out and spend money and. You know, like we said, we're not asking for the moon here.
Alex Bregman is not a half a billion dollar contract.
Mm-hmm.
If they signed Alex Bregman at what is believed to be the range he's expected to get paid, they wouldn't be a top payroll. They wouldn't be in the luxury tax. They wouldn't be top 10. They wouldn't even be top half. So when we're not actually asking for them to do anything reckless or that would substantially harm the finances of the franchise. What people want to see is, hey, you made a run, build on it. Show a real investment in not just the ancillary things around the team, but on the team itself.
Let me ask you this question. What if they did something that they obviously didn't do or want to do, or we'd have no idea if they even liked with Chapman last year, like a 3-year, $90 million deal with opt-outs?
That's probably
early.
The worst case scenario for Bregman if the market doesn't materialize.
Right.
And I have no issue with that.
Right.
I mean, if I'm the Tigers, I'd offer them a series of deals. Some could have opt-outs. Some not. I think the sticking point sounds like it's between a fifth and a 6-year.
Mm-hmm.
What are we squabbling about? Javi will be off the books by then. You're not up against a luxury tax. All these young guys aren't going to hit true free agency in the next 5 to 6 years really anyway. Max Clark's not even here. McGonagall's not even here.
Right.
You know, Cole Keith already got signed.
Like, exactly.
I hate to say penny pinching, but what are we penny pinching for here?
I know. And look, it's not early, but it's still not late for this to happen.
Just get concerned that I think they're in. Everybody's reported they're in on it. They're making offers. They may have a great assessment of the market. They may be offering a firm, fair market deal. But by not closing the deal, they're waiting and waiting for someone else to swoop in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that be Toronto or the Red Sox or the Yankees or a mystery team. By you not just going to them and going, hey, what's it going to take to get the deal done right now? Because I can't imagine it's got to be all under $200 million.
You would think so.
So what's the holdup?
I don't know. Maybe it's Boris. Maybe Bregman doesn't want to come here. That's the other. I mean, we have no idea.
It's been reported mutual interest.
Yes. That's been reported. It doesn't mean it's accurate.
Sure. I don't know why he wouldn't want to come here. Tigers went in and just beat his Astros in the playoffs last year. AJ Hinch was his manager and they won a World Series.
Their people have a preconceived notion about living here too, don't forget. Even though it's only during the season.
Yeah, but I would say if you're a baseball player, let alone a baseball fan, you recognize the old English D. And you could see what the crowds looked like at the end of last season. And he's been alive long enough to know, even a decade ago, what this city was like when we had a great baseball team. And to be part of that, I would think is appealing.
Yeah, I would. But
I know. We're preaching to the choir. No, I know everybody here agrees.
So here's another reason, maybe. The distance from home plate. Yeah, he's not going to hit as many home runs here.
Yeah, it's been pointed out as maybe a reason.
Dimensions is the word I was searching for. An easy word to figure out.
People have pointed out right-handed batter, pull to the left field in Houston was really favorable for him. Won't be as favorable here in Detroit. I mean, that's got to be factored in here. Is he's probably not going to hit 30 home runs.
Right.
He may be a guy that hits in the low 20s home runs. But to me, I like that he walks for his career.
Yes.
That he plays good defense, just won a gold glove. Mm-hmm. That he's a postseason performer. You envision yourself playing in the postseason years to come. I mean, these are all reasons to get a deal done. He's a right-handed bat. They need righties.
I know we are on the same page from the want perspective. I'm just trying to figure out maybe what he
what's the holdup
doesn't want.
You're saying if the holdup isn't necessarily Detroit.
Right. The holdup is not necessarily money.
Sure.
That it might be something else. I don't know. Because we don't know.